Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Again, here every day from noon to three on 102.5 The Game. Coming up this segment, be listening for the cue to call. Big Joe is going to have a trivia question on Eric Clapton and your chance to win Eric Clapton tickets. Coming up here in just a few minutes, that show is going to be Monday night at Bridgestone Arena. Eric Clapton. But you got to be listening for the cue to call and answer the trivia question. So we'll have that here in just a second. Also, our NFL game of the week on ESPN 102.5, The Game, is the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles Thursday night. And you can hear coverage beginning at 6:45. And it's presented by Circus Sportsbook Kentucky and Massaro in 12 South. So we look forward to that. Titans, Broncos, coming up Sunday. The first game, Cam Ward. Did you like how I phrased that with Tim of, it's very simple, just keep it simple? Because I think that's what he needs to do.
I agree. By the way, what's the spread for Sunday on that game?
That's a great question.
Just 7.5 a few days ago.
I believe, yeah, something like that. It is 8.5, Denver favorite 8.5.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
Thank you, Homer.
I love that. Do you take Denver?
Well, okay, so looking at this objectively, yeah, probably. But with it now being 8.5, it's tempting to take the points if you're looking at it from that. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know because – I don't think this team is better, but, like, I really don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're better, but I don't know if they're better than Denver better.
I think they – because they haven't – Cam hasn't played a full game in a year. That's November. He didn't play a full game in the bowl game. He did his last game in college, right? So he hadn't played a full game in so long, and now you're in Denver. It's the NFL. You're going to be hyped. Everything going on. There's just a lot there. It's a lot to overcome. There's a lot to overcome with that. I don't know. I'm awful at betting. Chase has taken my picking rights away from me because of my Alabama.
No, I think you've done that to yourself.
My Alabama, they're going to win it all this year, and they were terrible. I don't know, man. There's not a lot of blowouts in the NFL, but if that game was here, I'd probably say, all right, I'd take the tie. That's a lot, but since it's out there and, you know, you talked to Al Wilson last week, he played in Denver. He says, if you jump on a team quickly in Denver, you got him because then they're like, oh, God, it's hot here in the altitude. If you let a team hang around in Denver, he says, oftentimes it'd be really tough to put that team away. But I don't know, 8.5, gosh, I don't know. I don't know how ready Cam is for this game. I haven't seen him play four quarters, and I don't know, man. I just don't know.
I mean, I think that's a really good point. Who knows? By the way, so Adam Amin, Mark Sanchez will be doing the game with Christina Pink from Fox. So that'll be the broadcast crew coming up this week. And the Titans have released their unofficial depth chart as well for this week. Cam Ward's the starting quarterback, in case anybody's wondering.
He beat out Brandon Allen? Wow.
He sure did. So let's see. Anything that stands out. Starting wide receivers are Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, Eric Iemanner.
What? No Van Jefferson?
No. Ooh. He's listed as the second one.
See ya, Van.
Chigakonkwo starting tight end. And then the offensive line is as you would expect it to be. And then Tony Pollard, Julius Chestnut, Khalil Mullins, the running backs.
So Iemanner getting the start.
Yeah, as the slot receiver. I think that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive end, Sebastian Joseph Day. Nose tackle, Tavondre Sweat. Defensive tackle, Jeffrey Simmons. Outside linebacker, Arden Key. Outside linebacker one, Arden Key. The second one, Draymond Jones. So Femi Oladejo is listed as the second.
Ouch.
Inside linebackers, Cedric Gray, Cody Barton.
Not bad.
Your corners are Jarvis Brownlee, and the nickel is Roger McCreary, and then L'Jarius Sneed listed as the other corner. Safeties, Imani Hooker, Xavier Woods.
I like the safeties. I think Hooker is an underrated safety in the National Football League. It's just how good can that front seven be on Sunday?
Some of your secondary, Quandre Diggs is listed as the second strong safety, Kevin or free safety, and Kevin Winston is the second other safety. Samuel Warmack is a nickel corner, is the second one. Mm-hmm. Jalen Armstrong, they got him from the Colts. Jalen Armour Davis is listed as the second corner to Brownlee.
Okay.
Which I kind of find that interesting. Daryl Baker is the other one. So there's some of your reserves. Joey Sly, Johnny Hecker, Chim DK is the punt returner and kick returner with Bryce Oliver listed as the other kick returner.
I always like the returner.
And Tyler Lockett is the other punt returner.
I like the returner and the kickoff and punt being the same guy. I know, like, I always get mad at Derek Mason. Like, you should have been in that 0-2 championship game and not John Simon back there. And he's like, yeah, we split punt return and kickoff return. I was like, Derek Mason should have been your returner all along for everything that you do. So I like having the one returner. I just think it's easier. The continuity is there doing all that. Just interesting, though, Van Jefferson not running with the ones.
Yep. Unofficially. Because it's got to be the unofficial depth chart. So according to our crack research department, which is Dr. Crane and company back there, November 30th, 2024, at Syracuse was the last full game for Cam Ward. 349 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
His talent, we're not arguing his talent. Not at all. It's just you got to put him in that environment on Sunday. You know what? Good. Go to get thrown to the fire first game. See what you can do. What can happen. Anything can happen any given Sunday to go out there and play. We'll see. There's a lot of unknowns with that defense. I don't know how good the guy from the, you know, Draymond
Jones.
Yeah. Dredrick Tatum. I don't know. I don't know how good he is. Local boy.
Society put Dredrick Tatum behind bars. And now he's going to take it out on Homer Simpson.
Oh, for those who are just now joining, we are massive Simpsons fans on this show. So anytime we can drop something like that, it's good. So I don't know that, you know, the linebacker, Cody Barton's had a hell of a camp. And that's a revenge game for Cody Barton going back to Denver, the team that let him go. And if is it Cedric Gray, the other linebacker? Mm-hmm. So if those guys could play good, anything could happen, man. Anything could happen. The defense is a question mark, but I like the team a lot better in 25 than I did in 24.
I just know this in looking on Twitter that you and John Glennon are thinking in the same wavelength, because he said first regular season unofficial depth chart for offense, which includes rookie wide receiver Elik Iomanner ahead of veteran Van Jefferson. So there you go.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, Iomanner's, look, he's good. Now you got to prove it on Sundays. You did it in college.
So here's my question. Is that because he outperformed Van Jefferson, or is some of it because they need him to outperform Van Jefferson?
I think he outperformed him.
I think really he did too, him. But I mean, I think some of it is like, yeah, we need the rookie to be better than this guy.
Yeah, I think so. That's just, it's kind of telling him, his guys, Van Jefferson's been around the league for a while, and then, but look, you know, you don't stick around the league forever, and then if they think Iron Manor's got it, then that's fine.
So this is the actual Titans fan Chase McCabe statement that I'm about to make. When I read, I'm just going to read this out loud. Cam Ward, Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, Elik Iomanner, rookie, Lloyd Cushenberry, Kevin Zeitler, J.C. Latham, Peter Skoronski, Dan Moore Jr., and then tight end Chigakonkwo. When I read that and like look at it on paper, I'm like, man, that's not that bad. Now I just got to see it.
No, and I think the offensive line, look, we read the graphic today of ESPN had them a top five offensive line. If they could play like a top five offensive line, this team's got a chance. I mean, they really, really do, because you're keeping your quarterback upright. You're mashing guys. You're making holes. You're letting the guys develop down the field and throw the pass. There's a lot of good that goes with that. But look, it's got, everything's got to be on the same page. But it could be what we've seen worse. We've seen that that offensive line in 2014 and 15 was so bad. I know Lil Juan was there, But it was so bad, and it was bad last year. And so now they got something going on with them. Just got to see it now on Sundays.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You must call and answer the following trivia question.
Right.
To Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier. Joseph, what you got?
All right, 615-737-1025 to win Eric Clapton tickets. Eric Clapton is a three-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. What two bands is he in that were also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? What two bands was Eric Clapton in that are also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that he went in as a member of? Call Dr. Crane, 615-737-1025. 1025.
We'll come back with more on the Titans. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 1025, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 1025, the game here on this Tuesday. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching and participating with us. The phone lines blew up with that question, which was,
which two rock and roll bands was Eric Clapton a member of? And you got it immediately. I would have never gotten this, but it is Cream and Yardbirds. And Dr. Crane, I believe we have a winner, right?
We do. Jeremy.
Jeremy.
He is Congrats. Actually the equipment manager at TSU.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well done. Okay. Good job, Jeremy. Enjoy the show next week. I was laughing. I get an update. I have a Chase credit card, and it always says, and this – email.
Thanks for using my
it's always card. From Chase. It says, hey, man, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, I'm right here. And it says, we want to reward you with a $900 offer if you open a checking account. I was like, all right. So it's my credit card and not Chase actually wanting to talk
hey,
to
man,
me.
Hey, man, I need to talk to you.
So I get like every day. I'm like, what do you want now? Just call me. And there it is.
I think one of the other things that I'm looking are not necessarily looking forward to, but interested in about this matchup is the coaching matchup, because Sean Payton is one of my favorite coaches. I've always liked Sean Payton back to when he was with the Cowboys and then what he did with the Saints, winning a Super Bowl there. Yes, I know he had the whole thing with, you know, Bounty Gate and Greg Williams and all that, but he's a really good coach. And I think if you look at the short amount of time he's turned the Broncos around and made Bo Nix into – what I think is a pretty good NFL quarterback. Now, we'll see in year number two. I think, you know, if you're going to rank the coaching matchup here, he obviously has the upper hand because
well, sure
of,
he does.
Of the experience. But I think Brian Callahan can learn something by going up against a coach the caliber of Sean Payton.
Well, of course. And, you know, and this is something else for Sean Payton, because he got the grief that Belichick's getting. Like, can you win without your alpha quarterback? Bill Belichick cannot win without Tom Brady. It's proven. The record is your record. Sean Payton was the same way. It's like, can you win without Drew Brees? He's showing last year that with Bo Nix, he could win without Drew Brees. Now, we're hoping, if you're a Titans fan, that Bo Nix hits that sophomore slump and it's game one on Sunday. That's what you want. But Sean Payton is a heck of a coach. And by the way, when's that movie coming out with Kevin James playing him about
I don't know.
Bounty Gate? Thought might be getting released soon. So, but I think so. I think you can learn anything from a lot of coaches in the league being that, because Sean Payton was a play caller. Now, Callahan's trying to get to that level. It'll be a while. We think Callahan might be in over his head still a little bit of calling plays and all those things that go on. So, I don't know. But, I mean, Callahan, if you put a list up, Sean Payton's one of those guys that you could look at. I put on our board today, I always get mad that the Titans trotted out their offensive coordinator today to talk to the media, which I'm not going to go into my 7-minute rant on why.
Yeah, I mean,
nobody cares about
it. It's his
that.
Title. It's what he's doing.
That's it. But we're not going to. Yeah, if you listen to the show, you know my rant about offensive coordinators being called that who don't call plays. It just gets under my skin a little bit. But look, all eyes are on Cam Ward on Sunday. We know this. We know what's going to happen. Is he up to the challenge? One game does not define a career. Tim Hasselbeck said Eli Manning's first game, he had a 0 passing rating. That's how bad it was. So, you know, I don't know what to expect. I am expecting below average on Sunday, because that's what we've always seen from quarterbacks in their first starts. This is the National Football League. This is not Syracuse. and you've got to figure that out quickly on Sunday.
For sure. 100%. No, I was going to say 100%. You brought something up earlier, though. Why does the 3-4 defense concern you?
No, I think it's okay. I just think, look, it's not okay.
From a matchup standpoint is what I'm saying.
Because the center is going to be covered the entire game, and the inside run's being taken away. And a lot of those RPOs are inside runs, so you want to bounce out guys. You're going to have the outside linebackers are going to be pinching down. They're coming after Cam Ward. The middle is going to be clogged up, and that's oftentimes that you can do the delay, the little screen passes, the delay runs up the middle, and your center is occupied the entire game. He's got to get the snap down. He's got to get the call, the blocks at the line of scrimmage. That's a lot when there's a nose tackle on a center that's doing that. A 4-3, you got four down linemen. It's kind of easier that way to pick up guys. Now you get the opportunity now with a 3-4 to blitz guys. You got, I mean, we had a bandit. Was a guy that a roaming linebacker in a 3-4. It was great because he would go on both sides of the field and cause chaos. And with a on the road, you're trying to get the calls in, the signals to talk to each other. It's tough. You get 80,000 people screaming. So the 3-4, you're not going to have those inside runs. You're not going to have that little RPO inside. That's going to be taken away from you. So a lot's going to be on Cam. And like Tim Hasselbeck said, roll Cam out all day long. Let him use his feet. Let him get out of the pocket. Cam Ward has shown, going back to college, when he is doing a bootleg, whether it's a strong, weak, naked, or full, he does really, really good throwing the football on the run. I'd like to see a lot of that on Sunday. A lot of it.
615-737-1025. If you want to weigh in on our Titans conversation. Oh, people are saying that that movie came out a few years ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
I never saw Bounty Gate.
Terry in Nashville, that movie came out a long time ago on Netflix.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I don't even know what it's called. Is it called Bounty Gate?
I thought it was called Bounty Gate. Does nobody look around? Or these guys don't care in there. I don't remember it. I don't.
he's looking,
I'm looking it up right now, Joe. Oh, okay.
I don't care. What are you talking about?
I just because I saw the sort of the trailer or something with the Madden movie and Nick Cage.
It's called Home Team.
Home Team?
Yeah, it came out in 22.
Really? No buzz about it. Did nobody care about that?
Kevin James.
Yeah.
Yep.
Holy cow! All right. Well, we never brought it up or talked about it. God, I'm so lost. I live in my little chalet back in the woods where I get no internet and I don't talk to anybody. My bad on that. That's terrible. I should know better than that. Oh, well.
It's all good.
All good.
For sure.
For sure. I know we got celebrity birthdays coming up at the end of the show, but we got to do a happy birthday here. Can I steal 30 seconds? Happy birthday to our – a lot of teams have a team mom. We have a team grandma.
Yep.
And it's our Nani. It's Dr. Crane's grandma, the beautiful grandma. Happy birthday, Nani. How old is Nani today?
83 years young, baby.
Oh, wow. I love it. What – What are you doing for her birthday?
Well, it's an odd birthday because my brother is the third and she's the second. So okay. Normally we do a collaboration of a birthday. So I don't know. She's been feeling under the weather.
No. Today's Nani's day. Your brother can sit back and wait for his day tomorrow.
Well, she's a little under the weather right now, so we're trying to figure out how to deal with all this. So maybe buy her a steak or something. I don't know. See if she's
up for it. You know what you do? You after the show today, you go over to her house and you give her a big hug and you tell her that you love her. And you know what? That's all you got to do.
Exactly. I kind of
because I wish I could still do that with my two grandmothers. So
indeed,
just saying, do that and give her one for me too.
Okay, I sure will.
Why is she okay? I mean, just a little sick right now.
Yeah, just a head congestion stuff. She's afraid she doesn't want to spread it around. I'm like, it's all right. You're not spreading it.
Okay, so our team grandma, is that cool?
That's great. Okay. Happy birthday, Nani. I love you.
Nah, 83 young, man. Good, that's awesome. All right, how about Noah, take her out to, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say, you'll get mad at me if I say
it. Go ahead.
Fazoli's or something like
that. No, not Olive Garden, not Fazoli's, not happening.
I love it, man. You're like, not a chance in hell. We're going to do that tonight. What's her favorite dish? What does she make that's perfect?
And she makes this lasagna that's to die for. She's also made the stuffed shells with rigotta, which is really good. you know, my grandfather was the guy that had the meat selections of like chicken and steak and all that. She was more of the pastas, and so she does a really good job with all those.
The movie is called Home Team, by the way. Okay. Thank you, texters.
Anyway, happy birthday to Nani.
Yeah, happy birthday.
My privileges have been revoked on movies and picking games because of the Alabama thing. So I apologize. I'm a big man. You had to apologize for your mistake and then fire Kalen DeBoer because it made me look bad.
You got to apologize for your mistakes and brag about accomplishments that aren't true.
That's right.
That's how you get through life. So,
what is the joke now? Is that nobody can verify if you were the general manager at Toys R Us or Radio Shack?
Yeah.
What about Blockbuster?
There's still one left in, I think, Bend, Oregon is the last one left. But Radio Shack, you say, I used to run a Radio Shack. I was a GM. Nobody can look it up. Nobody knows. There's no way to figure that out.
Bend where?
Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
It's a small TV market. There's like an actual Blockbuster still left there.
Probably not.
Where's the Stephen A. Smith drop? That's even funnier. The one to say, hey, we should all bring back a Blockbuster video because it's the best.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
We don't care. I love it, man.
615-737-1025. Come back with more next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Our question of the day, which we do throughout the show.
Holy cow. The responses to this.
And our show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Our question is, what did Bill Belichick say to his girlfriend when he got home last night? And some of the answers were pretty good. Some I couldn't read, but there were some.
Are we allowed to read the one again?
I'm trying to find it. Hang on.
About mediocrity?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Ugh. Who was it that said it? It was
JD.
JD, yeah. Where did it go? Just talk amongst yourself.
Yeah, we had one was like Bill told his girlfriend when he got home, not tonight, honey, I got a headache. college isn't fun.
Oh, here we go. Bill, JD in Nashville with the one winner. Bill Belichick to his girlfriend, I just got plowed by mediocrity, your turn.
When that one came in, we're like, all right, it's over. Game over. The response, game over. I mean, we got so many responses to that question on our text line. It was just fantastic. You know, it's funny. We all bought into the hype. We all watched the pregame show last night like, North Carolina. I mean, could they make the playoffs? I mean, you don't know. And then the first drive, they go down and score like, oh, this team is good. Cowherd tweeting out like, oh, yeah, Bill's going to own the college game. And then – it just turned on a dime, and TCU beat the snot out of North Carolina. And, you know, it was, 48-14? We're not even that close. Bill, we're on to Charlotte this week. And we're laughing, too, because evidently in the post-game press conference, they had it set up like a giant party. So nobody took the balloons down. So Belichick, in his 6th or 7th minute post-game press conference, is talking, and then balloons like the mascot came in. It went as bad as you possibly could if you were Bill Belichick last night.
It definitely was. So we'll get and then there was one, and I'm seeing the memes of Jordan Hudson entering the transfer portal. One was, please don't enter the transfer portal.
Good. The video tweeted to us about her on the sideline talking to him and tapping him on the shoulder like during the game. It's like, do not allow. Wow, Bill, come on now.
This is great. This was a tweet last night. The lesson here, never try to succeed Mac Brown, and it has Charlie Strong and Bill Belichick.
Right? And I they are just like, well, give them time to get it done. Well, I mean, how much? After last night, you're going to need a lot of time.
Which is, it's probably the right answer. You should give them time to get it done, but they won't. Nobody does it, and nobody's patient anymore.
Yeah,
because we have social media and all this stuff where you can say wherever you want, whatever you want and having it. Everybody's got to have a hot take.
Right. Well, it was opinion. It was 5 years in college and it became three. Now I think it's about two that you get to get it done. I just thought it funny that the Love Fest, all those guys on the set last night, I think one picked TCU, but most of them, like Saban's like, I mean, the preparation's there. And McAfee was like, oh, blah, 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 North Carolina, North Carolina. And then TCU just curb stomped him, which was great. And Sonny Dykes. And, you know, it's not, we're not talking enough about TCU today, about the butt kicking they get. It's kind of like how they fell apart, how Carolina fell apart last night. Well, they fell apart because TCU was better coach and a better team. That's what happened last night to them. So we'll see how they play the Charlotte this weekend and what they could do. I think they'll probably beat Charlotte, but it's a tough schedule they got for Carolina.
I would hope they beat Charlotte. I mean, if they don't, then.
So it was funny. When MTSU was in the conference with Charlotte, one time I said, on TV, I said, Charlotte, MTSU's playing Charlotte, the school, not the spider. And somebody had sent me an email and said, that's not funny. You should be taken off the air. I'm like, it's Charlotte Webb, right. The spider. Yeah. Good God, people. Just laugh a little bit.
Nobody wants to laugh anymore.
Sad.
The top 25, Ohio State at number one. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, they didn't blow me away with their win over Texas. They won by a touchdown. It was 14-7.
Well, they're the defending national champion. Put them number one until somebody knocks them off. That's fine. I know a lot of people have left. 14 guys in the NFL. That's fine. They're still the defending champion. Put them one if somebody knocks them off.
Penn State didn't play anybody. LSU did. LSU moving up to three, six spots. I'm good with that. Georgia didn't play anybody. They're fourth, moved up one spot. Miami moves up to five after beating Notre Dame. Oregon moves up to six. Texas drops to seven. Clemson drops to eight, four spots. Notre Dame dropped three spots to nine. South Carolina moved up three spots to 10.
I like that. South Carolina, I like that. There's a lot of momentum for that program. Now, you got to build upon it. Last year was like, we're feeling good. You barely lost to Alabama. Ole Miss kicked your butt during the regular season. So see if you can get it done and maintain that continuity throughout the season.
The rest, real quick, Illinois at 11, Arizona State, Florida. Florida State moves from being not ranked to 14th, which I think that might be a little bit of an overreaction. Michigan, Iowa State, SMU, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Ole Miss at 20. Alabama drops 13 spots to 21. Tennessee moved up two spots to 22. Indiana, Texas Tech, and Utah.
Ole Miss, big game versus Kentucky. Remember, Kentucky beat that butt last year down in Oxford. So this could – I mean, if they beat Ole Miss with the money they've poured into the portal again at Ole Miss – and Kentucky beats you. I mean, I know y'all love Kiffin down there in Oxford. He's never won anything. He's been a disappointment. A lot of places he's been. It'd be another season of disappointment if you're an Ole Miss fan. If they lose on Saturday.
Others receiving votes, BYU, Auburn, Georgia Tech.
What about Auburn? They put it to Baylor. They did. What a weekend, though, if you're an Auburn fan. What a weekend. I mean, you play
it was
well.
A good weekend.
You play really well on the road at Baylor, which is a pretty good program, and then your arch nemesis gets beat by Florida State. And we talked earlier about how Gus Malzahn deserves a game ball for the game he called versus Alabama. I mean, some of those play calls were just genius that they executed on Saturday and went. And I think now you've watched that game, you've had a little time to digest. It's been 3 days now. It's kind of like, man, that was – Florida State really played well. I mean, Alabama is still a good team, but Florida State played well in all facets. That's how you win the game. And Bama, the effort was just was not there, man. And that's a coaching thing. It looked bad. And DeBoer's buyout is $70 million. We laughed pre-show talking about it. But somebody down there will pony up. If it's, it goes bad, they don't make the playoffs, yeah, they'll get him out of town. It happens. Wait, it happens, man.
Yep. 615-737-1025. Matthew wants to know, how is FSU 14 and Bama ranked above Tennessee? Fair. Fair question to ask.
I mean, yeah. I mean, Alabama's going to get the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, so it's Alabama. And they'll say, I think Tennessee should have moved up a lot more than they did. But again, all this doesn't matter when it comes – playoff rankings come out in mid-October. That's what you worry about.
Indeed. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Plus, do we have the mashup today as well? I just like asking that. I know the answer. I just like asking it. We'll do that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe here on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. Having a great day. We'll be out at MTSU tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Talking to Coach Mason and hanging out there. And then we're heading to Wisconsin this weekend. So
we're headed up, man. To the land of is it land of dairy? Is that what that is, Wisconsin? What are you shaking your head for, Dr. Crane?
Saying, yeah, cheddar. The Wisconsin cheddar cheese, baby.
I love it, man.
You know, people can't see you. We need to get you a camera. I know I need to work on
it. Or a step stool.
You're the Dow Loggins of radio. I love you, man.
Yeah. Joe, that's over my head there, man.
Oh, well, because, yeah, most things are. I mean, physically. That's okay, though. I'm a big slob. You're a handsome young man. So, I mean, it's what we're dealt with. It's fine. But you're the best, man. You are our big toe. You're our Sergeant Hulka. For those that remember the movie Stripes, that's what you are. You're our big toe, buddy.
Yep. All right, with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. And celebrity birthdays and what day is it. And the mashup is, of course, all brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, gentlemen. First, list, we have another Look Unlimited Day. I guess that's for shopping, maybe. Next one on the list is Bison 10 Yell Day. So if you own a bison and a 10,
own a bison.
I don't know. Maybe you eat a bison. Delicious. Calendar Adjustment Day is today, so adjust your calendars. National Blueberry Popsicle Day. Didn't know that was a flavor. National Grits for Breakfast Day. Delicious yes. there. Joe loves his grits.
I do.
Pierce Your Ears Day. Any of you guys care to do that?
I do. I had mine pierced at Claire's a year ago.
Oh.
At the mall.
All right. Spalding Baseball Day is today. Telephone Tuesday. And to wrap it up, the last two, Victory Over Japan Day and World Coconut Day.
Ah, hand in hand, or they're separate?
Separate.
Okay. All right. Good job, Dr. Crane, as always. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. Our first birthday, the actor, former UCLA quarterback Mark Harmon. His father is a Heisman Trophy winner. How old is Mark Harmon?
NCIS, my favorite.
Bonus point, you tell me who he's married to.
What's her name?
What She's TV show too. She was on?
Was it Mork and Mindy?
Attaboy, Chase McKay. Pam Dahlberg.
Mark Harmon is 73.
77. 74.
Okay.
There's no way Chase was losing that one. Next up is Keanu Reeves. How old is Keanu Reeves?
57.
52.
61. Utah, give me two. Next up, Salma Hayek. Salma Hayek.
Jesus. 59
exactly.
Nice.
And in the words of one Greg Pogue, still getting it done. move on down here. Let's see. All right. Drummer Paul Deacon of one of my favorite bands. I live here in Nashville. The Mavericks. How old is Paul Deacon?
Paul Deacon, 64.
72. 66. Tied at two. Going down a few more here. Bass player Sam Rivers of Limp Bizkit.
54.
61.
48. Comedian Cat Williams. Very funny.
He's funny, yeah.
Comedian.
55.
59.
52. DJ music producer Zed. We love Zed.
42.
43. 36. Come on, y'all. All right, time for a little on the sports world. Former baseball commissioner, Olympic chairman, Peter Uberoth.
64.
68.
88. Our good friend, Terry Bradshaw. How old is Terry Bradshaw today?
78.
77 exactly. Dr. Crane's up 4-2. My all-time favorite tennis player, Jimmy Connors. How old is Connors today?
Jimmy Connors is 62.
59.
Eric Dickerson. Man, that ain't my ride. It's my grandma's. How old is Eric Dickerson?
66.
70?
65. 4-3. Dr. Crane, we're down to our last two. Boxer Lennox Lewis.
62.
65.
60. Again, they're tied at 4 down to our last birthday. Woo! All right, here we go. Former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, one Tommy Maddox.
Former XFL MVP.
Oh, that's right.
All right, Tommy Maddox is – because he was the quarterback in the flop game with Nedney, right? In the divisional playoffs?
He was. That's right.
All right. I'm going to say 51.
53.
Oh, at the buzzer, one Nicholas Frazier wins. He's 54 years old.
Nice.
At the buzzer. Good Thank job, you. Boys.
Nice. Let's get to the mashup with that. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos behind the glass. JD in Nashville, Bill Belichick to his girlfriend. I just got plowed by mediocrity. Your turn.
Oh, yes. 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 Who did that? Who said that?
JD. Awesome.
Oven. Yeah. You got a bun in the oven. That's what he said when his wife was pregnant. Hey, so he.
I don't even know what it's called. Is it called Bounty Gate?
I thought it was called Bounty Gate. Does nobody look around? Or, these guys don't care in there. I don't remember it. I don't.
he's looking,
I'm looking it up right now, Joe. Oh, okay.
I don't care. What are you talking about?
Samuel Warmack is a nickel corner. Is the second one. Mm-hmm. Jalen Armstrong. They got him from the Colts. Jalen Armour Davis.
You're mashing guys. You're making holes. You're letting the guys develop down the field and throw the pass. There's a lot of good that goes with that.
That's what she said?
Well done, Dr. Crane. Well done.
Who? Yeah, you're eating off these Titans too deep. I'm like, who?
Who?
Ah, local boy. Until they get a Dredrick Tatum, I will not be happy with the guys that they get.
Powerball is at $1.3 billion.
Yep, the drawing is tomorrow night. Now, Dr. Crane and I, we've figured a little something out. The actual Powerball itself, something around 78% of the time, that Powerball is a derivative of 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, on and on and on. So remember that tomorrow night when you go and make your Powerball. I do quick pick for the 5, then I pick my Powerball after that. And there will be signs that I have won. Mainly, I'll be on a mountaintop in Machu Picchu, whatever that place
Machu
is.
Machu Picchu?
Yeah, Pichu.
Pikachu?
Pikachu. I'll be on top of Pikachu.
Bless you.
You want, and I'll send a postcard from San Montaneo. That's where you'll get one for Fort Hancock, Texas, please. Cash options, what, $600 million?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I would take that. I'd buy my mama anything she wanted because she's number one. So, and then
I'd
float on down a river.
12,000 Caribbean islands up for sale.
So we could buy an island.
Buy an island, right?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Chase's Island.
As long as it's not called Epstein.
Yeah. No. I would call it the Chase and Company Island.
Yeah, I want to hear that from you, not the owner.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it'd be good. That's exactly what would happen. That is going to do it for us. DVD coming up next.
Hey, as we always send the message out to every show, we've done it for 2 years. We'll keep doing it to our guys out there. If you're struggling going through anything, now we've partnered with Unity Psychiatric Care. Just go to the website, thegamenashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe Show. And help is right there with you and for you. We tell you all the time that our world is a better place because you are here. Click on the link. Get the help. Help is around the corner. And the best part about this, you don't have to go through this alone. We love you. Our world's a better place because you are here. Know that we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is next. 102.5 The Game.